to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by GoCo. And for my listening or for my listeners, GoCo and I have a special deal for you. So the qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus saver. That's worth repeating. Qualified accounts receive an instant 10%, a 10% instant match in bonus saver. So I recommend that you hurry, run, don't walk. And you're not going to be disappointed. Visit jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. Thank you to Gold Cole. And tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. In the meantime, you can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. There are a few lines open there, a couple lines, if you want to jump in there. And if we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy and some of you are protesting, whatever you're doing, you're over at Trump Tower trying to get back in there, you've been arrested for protesting Trump Tower that in New York. And even though you're not going to be in jail but a minute because you've already planned, the organizer of the movement, the rally already planned to come and get you out of jail. They decided how many are going to jail, who, how long you're going to stay, and they're going to get you out. So it's not a real jail arrest. Or if you're on the news because your mama, your dad and your mama have been deported and they've been here for years, and you're on the news trying to get false sympathy for your parents because you know they were here illegally. And you're like, oh, they've been good citizens. And you cry hoping that we'll fall for it. You could be listening to the show and tell your dad and mama why they're on their way back to wherever they came from. They could be listening to the show as well. And when they get to their destination, they can podcast the show by calling the listen line on 635-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. What the? It's Friday. Every Friday is like every last day. It's like, okay, we talk whatever you want to talk about on Fridays. Friday. is, has been, and will always be Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
It's Friday? Already?
It was a shocking scene in West LA this morning. A burglary suspect plowed his car into a dispensary.
Because it's Friday.
And when that suspect drove that Hyundai right into the store, that security guard confronted the suspect and shot him.
Chaos at this Inglewood CarMax after an angry customer intentionally rams his car through the front of the dealership.
What a mess. They couldn't even put that together. I was looking at that guy running his car into the car mat. That's right down the road there. By that donut, big round donut place. You seen that donut place on your way to the airport? It's on Center. It's a donut. It's a place where you buy donuts, but it has a big old donut.
Is that famous one, well known?
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes they have those that shop in the movies. I don't know if it's the same one. Okay.
Where there's this car mat right next to that.
Oh, really? What the?
Not far from that. It's right in the same area. Isn't there some Randy's Donut? Randy's Donut. Yeah, it's that place. And I was thinking about this, how anger caused that guy to do that. He got ticked. And Satan said, run your car through this. I can't believe they'll treat you this. Run your car. He like, okay. And he did it. And now Satan stepped back and laughing at him, and he's feeling stupid. Because Satan stepped back and let you see what a fool you made of yourself, right? After you make the fool of yourself, and then the devil laugh at you. But then the interesting thing about that, the devil give you something else to do. After he's done laughing at you, he'll tell you, oh, cry. Go say you're sorry. Or whatever, right? 888-7753. Amazing video, Anchor Baby. Anchor Baby. Somehow, Trump Jr. Energy given to him by God. Let me go to Daniel, a first-time caller out of Texas. Daniel, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Daniel.
Yeah, I have a question. I know you're Christian. I'm Muslim. Do you think that you Christians and we Muslims can work together towards keeping that traditional family alive and fighting wokeness and instilling in our children, to be good moral human beings?
Could Christians and Muslims work together to establish those type of value, keep them going, you say?
Yes.
I don't know what you mean by work together. How do you work together like that?
Work together as in get, challenge people in school board meetings, or when they push nonsense into our kids in school, we show up together. So they know that, so they know they upset everybody.
Of course, they can protest together and things like that if they want to. Absolutely, if they wanted to. But most people, because they have identified with their religion. And so in identifying with their religion, they think they own it and they got to protect it. So it would be hard for a lot of Muslims and Christians to come together because they have an insane mindset about their religion. But it can be done if they wanted to. They can work together if they wanted to.
Do you think there's a... middle ground where both of us could agree on things and set aside our differences and focus on what we agree on and do what we can to protect the family?
I don't quite understand that question, because it is your job to respect, I mean, to protect your family, and it's no one else's job to do that but yours. You made the baby, and it's you and your wife's job, responsibility to protect your children from evil, and no one else can help you do that.
Yeah, you're right. But unfortunately, most of us go to public schools, and there's things outside our control that are,
What you can do in terms of politics, you can support the laws getting rid of what they are imposing on the children. You can insist on that. Vote out the people that are not supporting the children, your kids in the schools. You can do that. People can work together and do that. Vote out the people and then vote in people that are going to work for you instead of against you.
All right, thank you for the question. Anyway, have a good day, and God bless you.
And thank you. You too, buddy. Appreciate it. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jake, a first-time caller out of South Dakota. Jake, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yes,
big
sir.
Fan, long-time listener.
Thank you.
Hey, I was just wondering, it seems like with America First and everything, it sure seems like a lot of money is being spent and there's a lot of focus on Israel. Do you think that America's priority really is first?
Yes, American priority is first.
What's that?
Yes. America is first.
Do you think that all the billions we're spending, though, could be put to better use in America that's going to Israel? During the State of the Union, Trump said we're suspending all foreign aid, but we just spent another $4 billion in Israel.
Well, Israel is our friend, and Israel and America has always been friends. And if you have real love, you help your friends. But America is first. As long as you take care of home first, then if you have a little change left over, you can help somebody that's really in need. So there's nothing wrong with that. Do you agree to that?
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. But as long as you take care of home first. And so right now, our country is being taken care of first. Whereas prior to that, our country were not taken care of first, second, third, fourth, or fifth. They were doing nothing for America.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What a mess.
What a mess. Yeah. You're right. Thank you for taking my call. You're the best, man.
Thank you, buddy. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And some of you might, and then I'll get back to your calls and your super chat. Some of you might be aware of this. That was a protest, I guess it was yesterday, down in New York, over there, out there in New York. And it was at the Great White Hope Tower, Trump's Tower. According to the New York Post, a massive mob of anti-Israel protesters flooded the dining area at Trump Tower on Thursday to protest the arrest of Columbia rally ringleader Mahmoud. What? Kalia. Kalia. And were quickly arrested. Watch from KBTX3.
Over 120 people flooded inside of Trump Tower here in Midtown Manhattan for a protest over the arrest of prominent Palestinian protester Mahmoud Khalil, who was detained by ICE over the weekend and is currently being held in Louisiana. Now, police are telling us they've arrested 98 people in response to this protest that spread over two different floors inside of the tower behind us. We know this was organized by Jewish Voices for Peace. Those protesters wearing red shirts with slogans on them like "Not in Our Name" and "Fight Nazis, Not Students." As we came up, as some of those protesters were being taken by bus to central booking, we heard people shouting "Free Mahmoud" and "Free Palestine." All of this comes one day after Khalil's legal representation was facing off against the DOJ in a court not far from where we are right now. Now, the judge has not decided whether or not to release Khalil from the detention facility in Louisiana, instead ordering that he has more access to his legal team as they file briefings on his behalf.
Amazing. Amazing, huh? Number one, I was surprised that that many people, anyone really, can go into the Trump Tower and stage a protest. I was a little surprised by that. I don't know how that happened, that many people were able to go. I could see it, maybe one person, two, three, put on a jacket and kind of pretend they're going there for dinner or lunch, and they were caught. But that many people were able to get into that. Especially with the great white hope being president and all of the threats he got all the time. And then that's private property. Yeah, it is private property. You're right, Joe. And number two, now I don't know how they, what's up with that rally, who was behind it, but I do know that most of the time, but most of the time when they hold rallies like that, the organizer of the rally, what y'all don't know, they all, even the protest, especially the primary participants in the protest, they have already met with the organizers, and they have agreed that, okay, y'all gonna do a sit-in. When you get into this building, you sit down on the floor, or you do this, and allow yourself to be arrested. Because getting arrested will make headlines. It'll be all over the media that 5 people, 10 people were arrested, and because of this reason, right? But so allow yourself to be arrested. Now, the rest of the protesters, they don't necessarily know that these particular protesters have agreed to allow themselves to be arrested, because what's going to happen, as soon as they're arrested and they're taken down to the jailhouse, the organizers are going to come down and bail you out right away. Don't worry about it. But the rest of the protesters don't know that. They might not be aware of that. Some might, but most will not be aware of that. So they won't, they're not going to allow themselves to be arrested. They leave. They walk out or whatever. And then the people that get arrested are the ones that really make the news. And it looked like they were being arrested, but those people be at home by dinner time because they were being bailed right out. When I worked for the union, that's what we did. We organized the protesting, and then we meet with the, I remember when we used to meet with the illegal aliens who wanted to do home health care work, whatever they call themselves, home health care people. And we would go down and do, we would plan these protests, and we would meet with the people that we want them to lay down, sit in front of the building or lay down on the floor and get arrested. And then we're like, okay, don't worry, we'll come down there and get you. And we did. It's all staged. And it's all, and most of the people, it's all set up. I mean, really, it's just not real. It's something that the organizer of these things are making other people do because they want to gain money and power from it. They want something from it. It reminded me of that guy that was screaming and yelling at homes yesterday or the day before in New York. He was like, "You better let him out. You gonna..." And then we find out that guy is running for mayor there in New York. It's all a game. It's all you, because it's all a game. And because most of the people don't even know why they're at these protests. They're just, they've been given words to think and say. They've been given things to say. If they, in case the media ask, they tell you what you can say, but you don't really know what's going on or why you're there. And then you go home at the end of the day, and the organizer, they're making the money and the power from it. Perceived power, not real power. And 99.9% of the time, the rest of the people have no clue. They don't even know why they're protesting. They fight one another. They carry on and don't even know why. What a sad way to live, huh? They can tell you, go down there and fight over this or that. And then the other thing, I don't, they said that there was Jews, Jewish people over there protesting Jews for something, right? I don't even, well, I want to say I don't know why anyone would protest against their own country, but in America, Americans protest against their own country. It's the brainwashing. It is the brainwashing. I would encourage you, do what you want, that you take control of your own life so that you don't be controlled by the devil outside of you, inside of others, or the devil inside of you. But you won't take control. You go to protest, and you fight one another. You don't even know each other, and you're fighting for something that doesn't even belong to you. And you're fighting over something that you're not going to gain anything from. Nothing at all but a quick thrill. You get the thrill from going out there carrying a sign, whooping and hollering, and then feeling good about yelling at each other, and then go home. It's just a thrill for you, but other people get stuff. And so the group was called Jewish Voices for Peace. I don't even understand that. I never really understood why Jews would be liberals. Like, I never understood, well, I now understand why the blacks are liberal, because they've been brainwashed to be that way. I guess the Jews have too there. How can you suffer and then you go back to being a liberal? Think about that. How? How can you do that? Where your mindset? When will you take control of your own life so you can overcome your hell? Hell meaning loneliness, suicidal thoughts, anxiety, desperation, worry, strife, nervousness. You don't have to live that way. But you got to take responsibility for yourself. Because these people who are organizing these rallies, They're doing it for the money. They're doing it because they want to change America to a socialist society. Think about this. They have foreigners in our country wearing all those head rags and big clothes and whatever from their country, shouting death to America on American soil. They're supporting Palestine, Hamas, on our soil. They don't like us. They don't love us. They hate us. We're the big Satan. And you allow them and you support them coming to your country and doing this evil work. That's why in life you get what you deserve. Really. This is evil, folks. Our battle is a spiritual battle. It's evil. You could be free, but you got to take control of your own life. You're responsible for you. She is responsible for herself. And everybody else is responsible for themselves, not you. And then you could be free. You're controlled by evil. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. No thought is true. And yet you're one with them believing it. Your heart is wicked. Can you imagine? I mean, look at the world. The world gone crazy. And even in America, just look at America. America wasn't this way before. It's gone crazy. It's just, you have the Democrats even fighting against making government smaller, giving people back, the tax workers back, their money that they've been wasting on all kind of stupid programs. I heard a report, I don't know if it's true or not, that daycare, the cost of daycare, something like that, the cost of daycare is more or as expensive as going to college now. You spend more money, as much money on daycare because the mothers don't want to stay home and raise the man's children on daycare as it is to go to college. Why are you getting married if you can't make your wife stay home and raise your children? Why? Why even bother? Because if you don't want to have children, there's no reason for marriage. Zero reason. And yet, you spend all that money on daycare because you can't make the mother of your children or child stay home and raise your children. And then you complain about how bad the schools are. Why are you complaining about how bad the schools are when you're still just sending your children there anyway and spending all that money? The schools are about money. The more kids you have in a classroom, the more money that school gets. They don't have to educate the children. Look at the student union. They make the workers pay union dues and things like that, and they tell the workers, you need more money, and the workers get upset, go on a strike, and they may get a raise, but then the union dues go up. That's another way for the unions to make more money, and the workers in the union make beaucoup money. I know that for a fact. They make beaucoup money, but you're still making a little bit more, maybe, but your union dues are gone up. And then the union work owners, bosses, they support the Democratic politician that's going to help them get more money. It's all a game. There's no love in my country. I want my country back. I want my country back. Can you imagine being stuck in a house with your stepmother for 20 years? According to this report, this man was stuck in the house for 20 years with his stepmama. It's bad enough with your real mama, but your stepmama, what the? CBS News has reported that a Connecticut man who said he was held captive for 20 years, was rescued after setting the fire to his room and telling the first responder he did it to gain his freedom. This is according to the police. This is what they said on Wednesday. Why is this from CBS News?
Kimberly Sullivan stood in a Connecticut courtroom yesterday, accused of cruelty and abusing her stepson for more than 20 years. Police say the victim, who is now 32 years old, told them he was kept a secret his entire life, locked away in his 8-by-9-foot room since he was 11. The emaciated man, who at 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighed only 68 pounds when he was found by police. According to the affidavit, he also told them he would only be given 2 cups of water a day, sometimes being forced to drink out of the toilet, and says he was only allowed out of his room to do chores for Sullivan. He says he was pulled out of school in the 4th grade and had no contact with anyone. But last month, the Waterbury Fire Department was called to the home for reports of a fire they say was started by the man in his room. The man told first responders he believed it was his only way out. He was taken to the hospital, and that's when officials learned the details of his living conditions.
Isn't that amazing? How is that possible? For 20 years. Let me take a break when I come back. I'll finish this story and your phone call and super chats. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Amazing. Welcome back. 888-7753-773. If ever we need a real love in this country, we need it now. Really. There's no love. And I'm not talking about emotional love. Emotional love is not love. It's not love. God is a dispassionate God. Satan is a passionate false God. All you people are like, oh, I'm so passionate. What you're saying, Satan is your God, and you're a dangerous person. You have no love. Busy day today. At 9 a.m., the Hake Report is coming up. The HakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair. And then at 11 a.m., it's Friday, a brand new episode of The Fallen State. .tv? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, thefallenstate.tv. I had an amazing discussion with Jim Brewer. He is an actor, stand-up comedian, and the host of Bruniverse. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
When you did Half Bait, were you high or you were acting?
I was petrified to get stoned. Petrified.
And so you say you believe you saw the devil?
Oh, I know I saw the devil. I was tripping on mescaline. Oh, yeah, I was high.
Who are you?
Who am I? It's a great question. I don't know. This is a very challenging conversation, which I love.
Can you do an impression of me? Amazing. You're going to love it. And especially those who are working on themselves to overcome. And you can overcome. You can live a life of perfect peace. Perfect peace. Perfect peace. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't. Or you can live in your hell. So make sure you check it out. You're going to love it. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can support The Fallen State right there at thefallenstate.tv/donate. Or locals.com. And then at 12 noon, right after the fallenstate.tv, the American Anchor, baby. Energy all over the place, given to him by God. And it's not alone. Rush Limbaugh energy was on loan from God. The Anchor, baby, energy is a gift from God. God said, you know what? You can keep this. And use it to the fullest, and he does. What now? At 12 noon. You don't want to miss it. So check him out. And don't forget, fellowship on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30. All are invited. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/chair. If you're in town, come on down. If not, watch it live. I want to just finish this story about this man that allegedly was held captive for 20 years. And the only way he was able to get out, finally, according to the report, he set the house on fire. his stepmother or somebody, stepmother did this according to this report. And so she's been charged with kidnapping according to this report. The stepmother denied the allegations and is being held on a $300,000 bond. Watch this.
He lit that fire knowing he could very well die, but he'd been locked in that room for 20 years. And for 20 years, he'd been trying to get out of that room.
An attorney for Sullivan denied the claims of abuse.
Absolutely not true. He was not locked in a room. She did not restrain him in any way. She provided food. She provided shelter. She is blown away by these allegations.
Sullivan is being held on a $300,000 bond. She is due back in court at the end of the month. The victim remains in a medical facility for treatment. The details just get worse and worse. He told officials that he was hungry all day, every day of his life. He was able to start this fire by using hand sanitizer and printer paper.
Yeah, I read that he was drinking toilet water for
He would have to drink toilet water. He would get about 2 cups of water a day. He was barely allowed to go to the bathroom. The last time he bathed, he said, was 2 years ago. It's just horrible.
I am disturbed.
He's disturbed. Why are you disturbed? It didn't happen to him. What the hell? But it's amazing what thoughts the imagination can make you do. And yet you want to think you have a free will, that you're in control of your own life. Think about that. It's amazing that you are not in control of your own life, but you like to think that you are. As soon as you know that you're not, the sooner you will be free. You're not in control of your own life. You don't even know who you are. I ask people all the time, who are you? They can't tell me. They say, well, I'm a mother. Or I'm a carpenter. I'm a nurse. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm this and that. And they're telling me what they, and some people even say, I belong to God. Oh, I'm a child of God. So they're telling me what they do, who they think they belong to, but they never tell me who they are. Have you ever realized you do not know who you are? Think about that. And you can live a lifetime not knowing who you are. You don't know who you are. And everything you claim to be, that's not you. It's not you. But you say that that's who you are, and it's not you. And so you're living a false life, not even knowing that you're living a false life. You got to unlearn everything that you've been taught. All that you've been taught has been wrong, is wrong, and it never has worked, and it would never work. It's not going to work. You need a renewed mind. You got to overcome a reprobate mind. You have a new mind. You need a new mind. And you can have it. It's done. Everything has been completed. The kingdom of heaven is within. You can have a perfect life right now. You don't have to live in hell. And it is hell on earth inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chats. Over on YouTube yesterday, Sion said, Jesse, have you ever encountered some white folks who think of you as some ignorant? Oh, yeah, I already read that one, right?
Yeah, that's from yesterday.
No, but there was one from yesterday that I didn't get to read.
From Sion?
No, not from Sion.
But that would sound like it from yesterday.
I know, but let me read the one that we didn't get to.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Sion.
Thank you, Sion.
Crutch-free paradigms. Why is Trump different from those preaching peace and safety and sudden destruction comes upon all?
Repeat that.
Why is Trump different from those preaching peace and safety and sudden destruction comes upon all?
Break it down. What does that person ask?
I think he's talking about there's a lot of people who say, oh, we're going to have peace and all that stuff.
Right.
And then destruction comes. And Trump has said he's going to bring back peace. in different parts of the world and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's going to happen.
Did you hear that Putin, which is a part of the Dream Team, Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. Putin has said that he's willing, I believe, according to the report, for a temporary stop on the war thing.
Oh, he's agreed to that ceasefire?
The ceasefire, I believe, is a temporary one. Trump is somehow. Don't mess with the great white hope. There's something about this man that you don't know. What manner of man is this? Putin and Netanyahu obeys him.
I'm reading from a little headline from the Washington Compost, I call it. In public comments, Putin told a news conference that he agreed with the idea of a ceasefire, but he spelled out tough conditions in line with his previous strong stance.
Yeah.
So he's ready for a phone call with Trump.
See that? He never got no phone call with Joe Biden, according to the report. They didn't even talk.
I heard Joe Biden didn't even want to talk with him.
Joe Biden, you can't hide. And I know that Galinsky had agreed on a deal about the mineral thing, and then they met at the White House to sign it, and he, like, met with, according to the report, Galinsky met with some Democrats, and then they told him, oh, don't play with Trump. Play with us.
What a mess.
And so he went out there trying to be tough. And Trump like, you know what? You ain't grateful. You ain't said thank you yet.
He must have been talking with the young Democrats because the older Democrats have a little bit more sense and know when to say uncle. I heard that Chuck Schumer is going to go agree with some budget that Trump want.
Yeah. About he doesn't want to shut down the government.
Yeah.
What manner of man is this? I want you to know, really, I want you to know, and it ain't your power. You have nothing to do with it at all. You have great power inside of you. All authority and power has been given unto you, but you don't know it because you won't work on yourself. You won't walk in the light, so you don't know. You feel like a loser, and you shouldn't be feeling that way. What manner of man is this? Even Putin and Netanyahu and Galinsky obeys him. Even the Mexico president obeys him. Oh, Mexico, I mean, not Mexico, but Canada. Canada going to beat USA. Sorry, Canadian, whether y'all like it or not. Y'all going to beat USA. Oh, USA coming home. Canada coming home. You better get ready. Canada, you coming home. Thank you, though. Amazing.
So I guess the answer is Trump is not some dumb hippie, crutch-free paradigm Z.
That's right.
He's not that fake. He's not the one preaching peace, peace, when there is no peace.
That's right. The people who are preaching peace, they're just playing. They don't really want peace.
He's living peace.
There you go.
Right. Amazing. On, interesting question. That's fun. Yeah. Locke G asks... On X.
Ask!
This was on X live yesterday.
Nice.
How does one just drop anger?
By being honest with yourself, admitting that you're angry, knowing that you're wrong, and it will disappear. Admitting that you have this anger. That's what salvation is all about, meaning that that's what you're guilty of. The only thing you're guilty of is, and really that's not you either, you think you're you. But you're guilty of not forgiving. And you cannot enter into perfect peace until you forgive. It's not going to work until you can admit you're evil and that you're wrong. And then you're going to enter into perfect peace. You got to admit you got it, then you can lose it. It will be taken away from you. And the world can't touch you. And believe me, the world will try to hurt you. Human beings are evil. And they will try to hurt you. They'll bring up your past, your future, everything to get a reaction. But because you have perfect love, you love your enemy. If you love your enemy, how can your enemy hurt you? So drop the anger by realizing you do have it. Admit it, even if you don't want to tell the world, admit it to yourself. the father, go and forgive your mother. Everybody has to forgive their mothers. And there's not one person on earth. All who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. You must return to the father. So just admit you have the anger. Go and forgive, and the spirit of evil will be taken away from you. It's amazing. You got to see it. Thank you.
Anthony over on Cash App, that's Bond JLP, Cash App. Those preachers yesterday with the black preacher, the Episcopalian woman preacher.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
The mouth-breathing, gasping, nasty black preacher.
What a mess.
Talking about classism. Those preachers are Marxist-trained recruiters. So says Anthony, he alleges.
Amazing. Thank you, Anthony. They were a mess. Whatever they are, they're a mess.
Effectively, that's
they
what they
no
are.
They have no love, that's for sure.
Thank you, Anthony, on Cash App. Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the DLive crew. Games for Rec, Misty, Kid Combo 1, 5555555565, Groovy Monkey, and Army Ann. Thank you, guys and gals. Guys includes gals. I don't have to say guys and gals.
Amazing, that's right. Thank you.
Hannes bought a coffee saying, biblical question?
Concern and race. What color would you choose to be right? I don't know if I did the biblical question today.
Yeah, I don't think you did.
I did not. What the?
Shameful.
Concern and, let me do the biblical question. The biblical question for this week. Concern and race. Which color would you choose to be right? Concern and race. Which color would you choose to be right? And the super chatter is responded to that. And you say?
Hannes says, I choose white with three strong arm emojis.
Nice. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I got to ask my experts about this one today. I've not asked them about this biblical question. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Strong white arms, by the way. And Brittany bought our coffee saying, thank you for everything you do, Jesse. My husband called me at work to yell at me about something I didn't do right. And I put on your show after, and you instantly brightened my day.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I want to stop there for now.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you,
guys and gals.
Oh, I appreciate it. Let me go to Cora out of Michigan. Cora, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey,
Hi.
Hi, Cora.
Can you hear me?
Get it off your chest.
Okay. So I wanted to, this is like a follow-up, if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay. So I was really hoping to talk to you because I basically am still working on myself a lot and doing the silent prayer, forgiven. I actually just admitted I was wrong for being evil in the bathroom because I just said to do that. Every day I'm just doing something new. But anyway, so a little bit of like crazy news. I know I told you last week that I was like ignoring my parents and completely not talking to them. And it honestly helped for a while. They started looking at me like I was a ghost. Like they were very confused why I wasn't talking. And so my dad like walked in yesterday and he got gas in the car for me to go to work. And he was like, hey, Cora, I got gas in the car. And I didn't say anything. And he's like, hello. I didn't say anything. And then he like came and got in my face and got really mad. So then I went into my room and locked the door. And I'm like, just stay quiet. Like, do not respond to that. And then he texted my boyfriend like 10 minutes later and goes, you need to come pick up Cora. And we're kicking her out. And she needs to be gone today by 7:00. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's some news. So I'm basically packing everything today to go over there. It's kind of the only choice I have at this point. I just kind of wanted some insight, maybe a little bit of words of wisdom on how, you know, I know in my heart God's with me in this. It's just, it's all happening so fast, and it seems like my whole family is just, like, turning against me. My dad sent like a text to the group chat saying like, keep Cora in your thoughts and prayers. Like my mom thinks I'm suicidal. Like she literally, I came outside to talk to my boyfriend and she like made sure I didn't run into the road. Like I don't know where they're getting that from, but that's like the opposite of what I'm doing. But it's, I don't know. I just, this is all happening so fast, and I just was like, I need to talk to Jesse about this.
And so your question for me is what?
Just like, do I have the okay to just go to my boyfriend's? I know that you're not supposed to move in with your boyfriend before you're married, but we're not really moving in like that. It's more of a practical, like, roommate thing until maybe he does, and if he doesn't, then I'll move out and get my own place. But that's the only safe place I have to go right now.
So let me ask. So your father got mad because he told you he put gas in the car for you?
Well, I have not been talking to them for the past 2 weeks. Not one word. They say hi. I don't say anything. I literally have not talked to them at all.
And why not?
Well, it started with me not responding to their anger. And then gradually after I forgave them, I called you and I was like, hey, I have no words for my parents. And you were like, awesome. And then I really realized, I'm like, wait, I really have no words for them. Like, I just don't want to talk to them. And so I didn't. I just stayed quiet. And gradually through time, they got angry and angrier at me not talking.
But that doesn't mean that when they say good morning, you don't say good morning. Or they say, do you want some dinner? You don't answer yes or no. It just means don't argue with them, don't try to prove anything. But you don't have to shut down communication. That doesn't make sense.
I don't know why. That's the thing. I don't know why I kind of went into that state. It just kind of got bigger and bigger. I noticed the thoughts started coming too, like, don't talk to them. But I ignored those. I didn't know where to go from it or how to respond. But I do know that me not responding to them made them angry. So I thought that I shouldn't talk to them if it's going to make, like, if they just want to control over me just to hear me respond. So I thought, I'll just be quiet.
Well, they definitely want control over you, but now that you have forgiven them and you're working on yourself, the world cannot control you. But you, it doesn't mean.
So I can respond even if they are trying to control
me? Yeah, just don't argue with them. And you see that they're trying to control you, but they won't, because you can see
it. Right, I do see it so clearly. Like, because why do I need to say okay to you getting gas in the car? Why do I need to say okay to that? They just want me to say okay.
Well, you're right about that. But at least you could have just said thank you.
I guess I could have. But to my point, though, do you see what I was trying to do?
Yes, I do.
I didn't know better until now that you're telling me.
Yeah. You know,
even at work.
And your father probably.
Even at work.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go. You finish your point.
Well, at work, the front desk lady, I also could see a lot of evil in her. And she wanted to just, like, constantly make me say, like, okay or hey. Like I can tell people talk to you just for a fulfilling response.
Yes.
And I have not seen this until I've forgiven. And so now I literally am like, I'm literally like mute. Like, I don't talk to anyone because I know they're just trying to like get me to say, how are you back? Or like,
that's
but now
true.
You say so at work, like I shouldn't just ignore my boss. Like I have to say hi.
I mean, you walk by your boss. It's just a sense of little courtesy to say good morning or hello.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Okay.
Because
I can tell they have evil and they're trying to, like,
right.
They want me to say good morning. They want me to say how are you. They want me to, like.
You're absolutely right. But if you say it nice, if you don't nice, but you can say good morning, what's wrong with you?
So, okay, I can definitely, like, have that, like, practical communication, even if they are trying to control.
Absolutely. Even though you see what's going on. Hold on for me.
Okay.
Hold on. Don't hate. What? Can you hold?
Hello? Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, you're good.
Okay, back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
You've been helped by the show.
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
A storm's coming in. Or at least some of you guys in the Midwest or wherever, central United States, I don't know. And it's getting strengthening. It's getting strengthened. So watch out. That storm that hit us, it was all soft and nice and easy. But it's coming hard on you guys, coming down hard. Based Chuck Schumer has broken because he knows what's up. He's old enough to know to be slightly somewhat reasonable, know when to fight and when to fold. And so he's folding. And that for that, I call him based. And we use the term loosely, obviously. Trump has asked the Supreme Court to help him end so-called birthright citizenship, allowing all these illegals to have little anchor babies and legal so-called citizens be, not citizens, legal so-called immigrants and visa holders to have little anchor babies. No, we get that out of here. And a plane caught fire. Passengers were on the wing. That is crazy. This is the end of hour one of Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest Friday. It is March 14th, AD 2025. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. And we'll get to your super chats as well. More of your super chats that have come in. And more great stories. But first, it's Hake News, not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network. CNN says a cross-country storm that started in the west and heading east will explode in strength as it moves over the central United States today, delivering extreme weather to millions throughout the weekend. Wow. And federal funding. Senate Minority Leader, so-called Chuck Schumer, not a Christian, a Democrat, a male Democrat, grown. He declared on Thursday night he would vote for Republicans' stopgap spending bill, backing down in the Democrats' first supposed big leverage point in President Donald J. Trump's second term. That confirmed a dire political reality for his caucus. Democrats had no good options left to avert a government shutdown ahead of today's midnight deadline. Very nice. Veteran Democrats privately believed that Chuck Schumer's decision was inevitable. The veteran Democrats, the ones who have been around a while, the ones who aren't just young and dumb and full-blown evil suckers, but they are evil still. Others were ready for him to hit them into their first big battle against Trump, the young dumb suckers. Instead, they have been left fuming, those angry youngins. Top Democrats in Congress struggled to find a cohesive message and strategy that would allow them room to fight without the potential risk of what it would mean if thousands of government so-called workers were suddenly thrust into more uncertainty amid a shutdown. When there's a shutdown, they're furloughed and they can't work and they can't get paid or anything. And it's cool. Birthright citizenship. In a series of emergency appeals, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, his administration has asked the Supreme Court, the so-called Supreme Court, to allow him to move forward with plans to end birthright citizenship, elevating what CNN calls a fringe legal theory that several lower courts have resoundingly rejected because they're dumb, liberal, evil lamos who think standard and not sensible. For more than 150 years, U.S. so-called courts have misunderstood the 14th Amendment's text to guarantee citizenship to anyone born or naturalized in the United States, regardless of so-called immigration status of their parents. Isn't that stupid and ridiculous? Makes no sense. It wasn't what the 14th Amendment was about. A landmark Supreme Court precedent in 1898 affirmed that reading of the law. What a mess, huh? That misreading of the law, supposedly. 1898, doubt they were thinking that way. A landmark, blah, 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 blah. The modern court has not signaled any desire to revisit that holding, but some conservatives, so-called, have argued that those long-held views are wrong, because they're supposed to be subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, not illegals or foreigners. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. That's 888-77-JESSE. And it's open line Friday, so we're going to try to move all calls. We're going to try to move all calls. My biblical question. And it's a doozy. The biblical question for this week, concerning race. Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? Amazing question. Isn't that like an amazing question? We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. If you're black, it's definitely everybody and they mama. If you're white, it's everybody and their mama. Everybody and their mama if you're white. So we are heard around the world. So if you're busy, you podcast, you can always podcast the shows. But if you're busy, you can listen to the show. Whatever you're doing, no matter where you are and what you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. buymeacoffee.JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Friday's a laid-back day, no subjects. It is whatever is on your mind, and it doesn't matter what you're doing or what you look like you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. You can always express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
It's Friday? Already?
It was a shocking scene in West L.A. this morning. A burglary suspect plowed his car into a dispensary.
Because it's Friday.
And when that suspect drove that Hyundai right into the store, that security guard confronted the suspect and shot him.
Chaos at this Inglewood CarMax after an angry customer intentionally rams his car through the front of the dealership.
Friday night!
What a mess! What a mess. I want to go back to Corey, and Cora. And her, according to Cora, her parents told her she got to go. Oh, you got to leave here. Well, where am I going? I don't know, but you're leaving here. And so she stopped communicating with them and believed that that was the right thing to do. Am I right, Cora?
Yeah. Yep, you're right. But just to clarify what you were saying, after I forgave him, like, I think a couple weeks ago, the the kind of conflict, like, low-key started then, which had caused me to continuously get silenter and silenter then until yesterday. Then they made that choice together.
Right.
Basically kick me out. But now that you had told me, hey, like, you're not controlled by the world anymore once you forgive, and, you know, if you, even if you see they're trying to control you, still just give a, like, a slim, like, response back, you know?
Yeah, your power given to you by God from the world, mm-hmm. he allows you to see where people are coming from. You're going to see
yeah.
through them, even though they don't know you're seeing through them. You see
100%.
Through them. But that doesn't mean you shut down communication. You don't argue with
okay.
them, never try to prove anything to anyone, don't argue with people.
Yeah.
But you still can be polite. You, your daddy told you, even if your father put the gas in your car to try to make have a conversation or mm-hmm. to get a reaction from you, you still could have just said, okay, thank you, Dad.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And,
right.
And went on with
okay.
your day.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
if you go to work,
see that now.
If you go to work, when you go to work, and you see, and the boss, you're right, the boss needs some type of reaction so the boss can feel comfortable. And you see that, but there's nothing
I
wrong
do.
With saying, good morning, boss. How are you?
Right. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense now. I appreciate that because it was kind of weighing on me a little bit, too. I'm like, I don't know if this is entirely the right thing to do, but when I see something from God, I really see it, and I know you say we're controlled, we don't have a will, so I didn't really know what I was doing until now talking to you, so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But it had got me kicked out. So, yeah, that's there's no, and they've been threatening this for, I mean, years, but it seems this time like they're very serious. They have not taken it back. Today's the day that I'm supposed to be leaving.
Well, the one thing I want you to know. Go ahead. Or
yeah, go ahead.
And what?
I love that you do that. You let people finish. That's awesome. But I actually don't know. I basically started packing last night. I kind of got my thoughts a little bit last night about my dog and just stuff like that. But it's just a lot. I'm going over to my boyfriend's, and I told you, you know, the other day that he's, I'm pretty sure, working on himself. I have stopped imposing on him and telling him that he needs to, like, do the forgiveness the right way and this and that.
Yeah.
I stopped all of that.
Good.
And he's definitely appreciated it. But yeah, so he has a nice place back at my hometown, which I obviously that's the safest place to go for me. We are not married yet, and we are not doing anything, like, sexually. We are very, like, practically together and just in a relationship. But if he doesn't decide to marry me, that would be a protocol for me to save for my own place, which is what I'm doing, and for a car. So that's, like, kind of where I'm at. And I guess my question for you is, like, is this okay? It seems a little crazy.
No. Your parents are doing you an amazing favor by putting you out. Mm-hmm. So just say, thank you, parents. I appreciate it. But I'm sorry I was wrong. I should have said hello. I was wrong about that. But okay. And then when you go to your boyfriend, because you got to go there for now, if you can, stay in a separate bedroom, and just continue to work on you. You are 100% responsible for you.
I know.
So
yeah.
Continue to work on you. Do the silent prayer. Watch. Save your money. And then eventually get your own place. Unless you guys do get married, get your own
right.
place and continue to work on you. And I'm telling you, if you stay with it, you will have perfect peace on earth and you will have an amazing life.
That concept is so big to me, but I'm just keeping that, you know, tight to me. And, like, you know, it just seems, like, crazy that this is happening because they've been threatening it for so long. But now that it's, like, actually, and I do want to let you know, I did block my sister and brother and my parents on, like, social media and stuff, because I'm not angry or anything. I just feel, for some reason in my heart, that it's best that I just don't communicate with them for some reason.
Nice.
I don't know. It just seems the best thing. But the thing I do want to tell you is, like, I was still overcoming my parents. Like, I was still overcoming, like, certain like angers that come up and stuff. But now that I'm getting kicked out, I won't have the opportunity to still overcome
some of those triggers.
So
you will. Because now that you know and you can see that you need to overcome, other things are going to happen out along the way, which is the same spirit. And as long as you don't overreact, you're overcoming. You'll be fine.
Oh, so what I need to still overcome in my parents, God will put through other people for me to overcome?
Well, he won't put it through them, but that same spirit is in others. And so you're gonna be dealing with, because human beings are evil, and until they start to work on themselves and overcome, they are evil. So you're gonna be running into the same spirit. But as long as you don't over your power, and I promise you this, your real power is in not overreacting. Be still.
Right.
Don't take it
which
personal.
Which is not staying quiet at all. I still can speak, but. And I can still see that they're trying to control me, but not get angry or freak out or yell at them or something.
Absolutely.
Okay, so basically, you're saying that, whatever I still need to overcome in my parents, that I can still overcome in other people in the world. It doesn't have to be my parents.
Absolutely.
Okay, so does that mean, when I move out, because they still have my phone bill, my, health insurance, and they have definitely threatened to take that from me. What do I do in that case?
If they take it, just say, okay, you can have it. And then you pay for your own phone bill and your own insurance.
Even if it's kind of rocky to get it all started and all that.
Do you have insurance at your job?
Well, I'm going to have to, I did tell my boyfriend because I'm saving for a car. I have a good amount, but I'm still saving. I told him we live in a town, so I can 100% get a bike and ride to so many places in town. So I am going to not probably get a good job until I get a car with insurance. So the insurance thing, I'm a little not worried about, but I'm I don't know what's going to happen with that because I don't
think about tomorrow.
Okay.
Not give no thoughts to tomorrow. Tomorrow.
So they can take away all of it and I'll be okay.
Tomorrow is an illusion. Don't think about tomorrow. You stay present. I wouldn't push them to take it away, but if they want to take it away, you have to decide if. Or maybe you can ask them to let you take over the payment.
Right. Well, that's the thing is, I know I should, internally, I know I should cut ties with them completely. And I don't know if that looked like blocking them. I didn't know what that looked like. So do you have any insight on if I should block their number or what I should do to just get that away?
Don't plan what to do. When you don't know what to do, continue what you're doing. And then for now, don't block it. And if wait and see what happens, and you will see what to do, whether to block it or not to block it. And if you don't know what to do, don't do it. Continue what you're doing until you see what to do. You don't need to plan ahead.
And I don't need to think about, if my boyfriend doesn't forgive correctly, I should say no to marrying him. I shouldn't think about all that.
Not at all.
Okay.
Have a way to see about that as well.
You said what?
Have a way to see about that. Have a way to see about all things. Continue to do what you're doing in the present. And don't worry about, take no thought about tomorrow. Don't do any what if and what if that and blah, blah, blah. And have a way to see. If your boyfriend asks you to marry him, or blah, 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 he'll ask and you'll see if you want to say yes or no. If he doesn't ask, you'll be fine. But don't worry about it. Don't think about it.
Yeah, and I just don't want to think about his spirituality determining my yes or no or anything.
Not at all. Because he might not ever ask us you to marry him, or he may ask.
Mm-hmm.
And you, in that time, you'll be able to say yes or no to it.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 20.
Oh, you're young. Don't worry about marrying. You're too young to be married.
Well, we've been together for a very long time, so.
Oh.
It's been coming across at recent points. We've been together for about 3 years now, but I do have a question about, my parents. Do you think I should go and say, hey, I'm wrong for not talking to y'all?
Yeah. Hey, I should have been saying thank you, hello. But, I mean, I took a little too far. I'm wrong about that. But don't.
Yeah.
Yes, you should apologize.
Okay, and then can I leave it at that?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
Argue with them, though. Do not argue with them. Just say, hey, I was wrong. I should have said, I mean, you did me the favor. I should have said thank you. Oh, and nothing wrong with me. I should have said hello and goodbye. Hello, goodbye, and thank you, please.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Do you know why, and I do have a question, why do, like, we, like, I saw from God some light, and then I know this is all about growing and stuff. It's just like, I wish I didn't know I was taking it too far.
Right. And now you know.
Like, okay, so it's just a part of growing, like you kind of have to go.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. All right, sounds good. Well, I guess I have all the answers I need, and I think I'll be good. I'm moving out tonight. So.
What a mess!
Yeah, no, I'll be okay.
You
gotta
be fine.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you smoke pot?
No, I used to when I was younger, but I don't do anything anymore.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so.
Just prayer.
Yeah, stay with literally. The silent prayer so you can stay conscious and practice staying present. Do little things like when you're sitting in a room and with other people. Be aware of the people in the room. Kind of look around, see the people there. Be aware you're putting your hands on your lap or you're just relaxing. Practice, and if someone is speaking, be aware of the person speaking rather than lost in your head thinking about, oh, I can't wait for this talk to be over. That kind of stuff. Practice being present, and eventually being present will become natural for you, and being unconscious will be abnormal to you.
Okay.
So just,
I'll keep practicing.
Yeah, just stay with it, and work on you. And don't try to work on anyone else, your boyfriend, your mama, your daddy, or anyone. You cannot save anyone. You can't even save yourself. Only God can do that, right? So don't try don't pressure anyone to want to get better. If they want to stay in their hell, they have a right to stay in their hell, and you don't have a right to be mad at anyone for wanting to be evil. Let them be evil.
Yeah, and I'm starting to realize, too, like, how I'm very alone in this journey. Even, like, my closest person to me, which is my boyfriend, he's still, it's just he's not close enough. Like, nothing in this world has been, ever since I've been growing, I just feel like, I feel so alone.
Beautiful.
And it's just the weirdest. It's not lonely.
Right.
It's just like alone.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
So,
I'm committed to stay here. So
Stay with it. This is one journey that every human being must take alone. You can't take anyone on this journey. You can't take your husband, your wife, your children, your friend, your daddy, your mama, your teacher, your preacher. No one can go on this journey with you. You must travel it alone. And as you stay with it, it is an amazing journey. It really is. So stay with it.
Yeah, I see that. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
All right, well, I don't believe I have faith entirely right now. I think part of me being honest with myself is admitting maybe I don't have faith in all this, but I want to.
The beauty about this journey, there's a beauty about it. You don't need faith. Weak people have faith. You don't need faith.
Okay.
You travel this journey trembling and shaken and afraid and lonely and all by yourself. You travel this journey in that condition, and the Father will make you whole. It will be amazing. He'll make you one.
Oh, nice. So I don't have to, like, that actually sounds amazing, because that's kind of low-key how I feel deep down.
Yeah.
Like, I do feel, like, tremble. Like, this is kind of crazy, and I don't really feel, like, I don't feel God with me, but I do have a knowing he's here. I'm not, like, looking for him to be. I literally feel alone. Like, it's just crazy.
Everyone I've spoken to over the last 35 years, men and women who've gotten on this journey, they go through the same thing. I've gone through that. You do feel alone, but you come to realize you're not alone. The Father's with you, and that the people around you have never been with you. It's always been an illusion. It was never real. And that allows you to stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. And remember, you don't need faith. People with faith are weak. They don't travel this journey. They align.
It's so crazy because the church is like, oh, my God, like they're all like about faith and worshiping, raising their hands, and just like it's just such an illusion once you think about it.
Yes.
Like they're like very lost, and it's actually kind of sad. Like they think they know God completely, and they actually have no clue.
Zero clue. They all have ideas about God and Christ, but they don't know him at all. It's just an idea. The ideas about God and Christ is not knowing Christ or God.
No, for real. And I do notice, like, my parents, like, they do kind of, like, they don't understand. They actually seriously in their heart believe, like, I'm suicidal. Like, they don't know what they're seeing. And I'm not angry because I can tell, like, in their eyes when they look at me, it looks like they're looking at a ghost. Like, they don't.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. Absolutely.
It's just, yeah, I'm almost startled because it's like my parents, like, don't know who I am at all. They're very confused.
And the whole world.
I'm, like, trying to kill myself and all this stuff. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
And the whole world will not know what you know. They, in their mind, they're going to think that you're the same as they are. They're going to think you feel what they feel. They're going to think that you're thinking what they're thinking.
And then when I don't act on emotion or something, people look at me like I'm like Jeffrey Dahmer or something. They're like, like when I don't respond or say something they want me to or with a lot of emotion, like, hey, they're like, they get mad and they like start talking around like behind my back, like this girl.
They're like, what the?
Yeah, no, there's actually, now that I talk about it, I feel like there is a lot of things going on that maybe I don't even realize that, like, God is showing me.
He is, absolutely. You will be in the world, but not of the world.
Bit.
You stay with it, all
right? Yeah. Okay, all right. All right. I'll stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I wish you well. You stay with it. And last thing for now. I want you to know the spirits, the demons inside of you, as you stay on this journey and don't get off, no matter what. If the whole world get off the journey, don't you do it. And don't let anyone talk you out of it, because some people who hate the light are going to try to talk to you. Why are you doing this? This is not working. Whatever they're going to say. Don't fall for it.
Well, my thoughts say that every day, but I do want to also tell you, like, do demons come in weird forms? Because, like, my mom will play, like music, like little like instrumental stuff throughout the day, and I literally feel so angry. Like, it's so weird. I don't know why. I'm like thinking, like, why am I angry at this? But like, dude, I'm like shaking in anger from the instrumental music because it's like kind of too loud, and I like I want to turn it down. I'm like,
but don't do anything. Don't call it you. You just notice it. You watch it, and the light will do the work.
Demons come in forms like that too.
I don't know. Maybe. But what I want you to know is that, as you are dying from the ego death, and in order to have life, you must die from the ego, right? The demons are going to scream at you. They're going to yell at you. They're going to make you feel all type of fear and pain. And they're going to, because they don't want to depart from you, and they know that you can now see them. They don't like that at all, because the light that is allowing you to see them is destroying the darkness, right? So they're going to have a fit, but you just watch them happen and don't call it you.
I know it's so painful, too, in the moment because it just feels so icky, but I know I just sit, like, if I see it in a prayer while I'm praying silently, do I just wait till it's over?
Yes. I mean, you don't have to stay there praying, but don't try to do anything about the pain. Live with it, sleep with it, walk with it. Don't talk with it and don't do anything about it. And that's what the spirit of truth is trying to save you from. That is your old nature, which is evil, and he's trying to save you from that.
And is that, like, him allowing me to see the thoughts and that emotion stuff, is that all, like, God inside me showing me that, trying to protect me from it, saying, like, hey, this isn't you?
100%. 100%. It's not you. It's a false identity. And you want to die from all false identities. You want to unlearn everything that you've been taught, and you will have a clear mind, and the life will become amazing.
Well, I asked God, like, to show me that, like, because I do know in my heart, like, that's not me. No way I'd make myself think and feel those things
at all.
I always knew that. I always, always knew that, even before I found you. But I don't know if I see all the time. It's not me. I just don't know if I see all the time. It's not
me. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it.
Okay.
You just practice.
I won't. Then.
You just practice being present. Don't get into that. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Don't let the devil put that on your mind either. You just practice being present. If you get caught up in your head,
24/7 a day.
Yeah.
The devil.
And if you get caught up in your head, just realize you're in thoughts and become aware of your body or something and bring you out of it. If you have to do it 1,000 times a day, you'll be fine.
Literally. Yeah. Million.
I can't play no more.
Every second of the day.
I can't play no more. I got to go.
Okay. All right, well, I appreciate it. I will stay with it.
Stay with it. And let me know how things are going for you, all right?
Yes, I will call back and let you know.
All right.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Jay, there's a line open now, 888-775-3773. Jay is a first-time caller out of Pennsylvania. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Jay.
Good to hear.
Hello.
Hello.
How is you? In
can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you asking me if you can hear me.
Well, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Jay.
I called for the biblical question.
Concerned race. Which color would you choose to be right?
Jesse, if it ain't white, it ain't right.
And why do you say white?
I say white because, you know, the whites, you know, we built the best civilizations, man. Our culture, our ethics. I think we have more love, higher IQ. We maintain law and order.
So let me ask, I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, but you said something that I want to just ask about. If you believe that white people have more love, why do they have fear?
I think white people have a lot of fear because we fear being judged wrongly. So we try too hard to do the right thing at our own detriment.
And can you have fear and love?
It's a good question. I think you can hold both and battle between the two. And I think sometimes whatever you hold more of wins. That makes sense.
And what is love?
Love is unconditional caring and wanting the best for somebody.
And what is real love?
Real love is selfless.
Because the love you just mentioned is all mama love.
It's all mama love.
Yeah.
What the?
There's no such thing as love being not real love. Real love is conditional. Fake love, that emotional love, is what they call unconditional, but it's not true. Because if you don't love the people back that say they love you, they're going to turn against you.
Good point.
Your mama say, "Oh, I have unconditional love for my baby," and as soon as you disagree with mama, she get mad and build an army against you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got on a good point there, Jesse.
Thank you, Jay, for responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. I gotta take a break. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment.
When You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Hey folks, welcome back. A spiritual battle. It's not physical, never has been, never will be, ain't gonna be, can't be. It's not physical. And you're put on this earth to love, to overcome your hell, return to love. God is trying to create love through you. That's your purpose, is to overcome your hell. Don't forget to support us on social media. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, all right? Like, follow, subscribe, comment, and all those things. Y'all know what to do. What the? And then for personal shout-outs, birthday, wedding, anniversaries, encouragement, whatever the shout out. Go to Cameo. I do them myself. Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. And last but not least, check out the two new Punchies coffee. Roast available. Check out the two new Punchy Coffee Roasts available on JesseLeePeterson.com/shop. JesseLeePeterson.com/shop. And to the folks overseas, international, good news. Very good news. Mama mia, good news. Our merch is now available for international orders. Our merch is now available for international orders, except for the Punchy's coffee. No coffee yet. They won't let us ship it overseas. And so, again, it's available on JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. I don't know what I said in the beginning, but it's JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right, not .com, but JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right, I appreciate it. Support us financially, folks. We got a lot of work to do. Let me go back to the busy phones. Let me go to, is it Amit out of New York. Amit, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
Man, I'm a big fan. I was on here the last couple of days ago, man. The guy from New York, he told me to go back to my country when I was born here, man.
Amazing. I'm glad you were born here.
Thank you, brother. But, hey, I got two comments, man. I watch you debate a lot of left liberals.
Yes.
And could I give you some advice when you're debating them?
Yes.
Debating them?
Absolutely.
So, about Obama. So, Obama, from my research, is the biggest warmonger in American history. This guy has started wars in Honduras. He led a military-backed coup to overturn the Democratic elected president in Honduras. He started a war in Libya. He started a war in Lebanon. He started a war in Syria. He was funding the war in Yemen. So this guy is like the biggest. This guy is the biggest warmonger in American president in American history.
Well, so I know that he was. Other than Biden, he was the worst president America has ever had. Where are you getting that information from about the wars?
You just research it.
Where?
You just, you know, Google and stuff, research it. I had somebody that posted, so I went and looked it up.
Okay.
Go on Google.
You got to know how to Google. I know Obama is a socialist. I know he's not a friend of America. And... And that he was bad for the country, for sure.
So, you know what I call him, Jesse?
What?
I call him the Great Deceiver.
Amazing. Well, I call he is the fallen messiah. And America would never... I mean, that's why it's so difficult now for America to recover, because they gave Obama 8 years, and they gave a lot of time in order to destroy the country, and then Biden took over from there, and it just really made a mess of America. But the great white hope will bring it back. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Eric is the first time caller out of California. Eric, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Eric? Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, Eric. Okay, now you're on.
Hey, Jesse, I appreciate everything you do.
Right on.
I just wanted to, but it seems clear as day to me that girl that just called in that wants to move in with her boyfriend, it seems to me that she's chasing the thrill of moving in with her boyfriend. And because she had that exit plan, that's why she didn't communicate with her parents.
And no, that's not true. She made it clear that it's because she's working on herself, and she know not to argue with them and everything, but she took it too far by not communicating at all. And she realized from the conversation that she had taken the joke too far. She doesn't want to argue with them, but you can say thank you. Someone does a favor for you. And still see that a lot of times when people are doing favors for you, they're doing it because they want to control you in one form or another. So she's aware of that. It's just that she didn't realize she should have, you know, still communicate. And she's young, so she's waking up. She'll be fine if she stays with it.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. But she also could go to her parents right now and say, hey, I'm listening to this guy, Jesse, and I'm learning a lot, and I just froze up, and I didn't know how to communicate.
She doesn't need to do that. She need, as she said in the closing of the conversation, is that she gonna apologize to them for not saying thank you, hello. She went too far with it. She will apologize to them for that.
Okay, and she said that her boyfriend, she thinks, is working on himself.
Right.
Right. So, usually women don't behave well unless their man has leverage over them. So I don't see how a guy that's not already led back to the father is going to lead her. Especially with all the information she knows.
But a woman who's working on herself, meaning that she's working on to overcome the anger, the hatred of the heart, and all that old nature stuff, she doesn't need a boyfriend to guide her, because she's being guided by the same father, God, that those men who, if they're working on themselves, it's the same thing. And that's why I tell women they are 100% responsible for themselves. No one else is. And men are responsible for themselves and responsible for the woman, but not in the way that you think you should be responsible for the woman. But men are responsible for women, but not in the way. And men don't know how to be responsible for women because they have not overcome the spirit of their mother, and they are insecure, they're lost, and they're trying to control women so they can get a false sense of power or feeling better about themselves. They have no idea how to control, lead a woman.
All right.
Thank you, Eric. Right. Amazing.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. That's a line open. Omar out of Arizona. Omar, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Omar.
Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Omar. Come closer to your phone.
I am speaking directly in the phone.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to take a stab at that biblical question.
Concerning race. Which color would you choose to be right?
So I'm going to give my answer and allow me 30 seconds to explain why I give my answer. I would choose no race, and I would explain why. All through the week, this is a tough biblical, a true doozy on the biblical question. It took me the entire week reflecting on it, and what I realized is that I would have chosen the Caucasian race, the white race, because the white race, they are brought up in the temperate climate, in the cold, and they learn how to be frugal. They learn how to believe in a higher being, having God and so on and so forth. They believe in, you know, doing things right if they're not turned over to evil, such as the Nazis and all that good stuff. But I would choose that race. But then I realized, since I started working on myself when I was 19 years old and coming up, I realized that every time I choose wrong. The devil in me choose wrong. So I decided not to choose and just leave it at that. So that's why I don't choose. But if I was to choose the me, go ahead.
So you have decided not to concern a race with color, which you choose to be right. You have decided not to choose.
I decided not to choose.
So how are you going to answer the biblical question then?
What I'm saying, Jesse, is that I would have chosen, white, but this day I say in me, the non-me would say white.
I noticed that a lot of people have chosen white. And you say because white are smarter?
It's because of how they have to deal with, over the last, say, 1,500 years, they had to deal with the climate they live in. They're smarter in terms of how they have to handle their affairs. And so a lot of what we see in the world today, such as, you know, quote-unquote slavery and all that stuff, abolishing and the capitalism and all of these great things that we now enjoy, is because of the Caucasian race, because of the white. So practically, spiritually, this is a spiritual question, spiritually I would not choose, because every time I choose spiritually, I'll be wrong. But practically, I would choose the white race.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Omar, and I appreciate the explanation too, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
I will be listening in. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
888-775-3773. It's open line Friday. There's one line open. We're going to take as many calls as we can. On Friday, let me go to Sky, a first-time caller out of Virginia. Sky, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Sky.
Hey, how are you?
Amazing.
I just wanted to say love your show, but I was calling to answer in the biblical question.
Okay. Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
If I was to take a guess, I'd go with white. But I just feel like, why does any race have to be either right or wrong? But, let's just go after.
Because it's a biblical question.
Let's just go with white.
Are you white?
No, I'm black.
Nice. So, conservative race, which color would you choose to be right? And you say white?
I'm going to choose white, yes.
And why white?
I don't really have much information to back it up. I mean, of course, we have stuff that's out there, paintings and all that, but you can't go off that. But, I mean, the white race is the right race, is just what I feel.
The white race is the right race. And what do you mean by paintings out there? What do you mean by that?
Just what they portray and what they show us, what they've always showed us. It's always been images of someone of, you know, white skin rather than black. Yeah.
And do you like the white paintings? Do they look the best?
I mean, they look okay. They're not all the greatest, but I mean, hey.
And is Jesus white?
Is Jesus white? That's a whole other story. yeah, I don't know about that one.
You don't know?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
But no, I just want to call to say, yeah, too, I appreciate your show. I look forward to your answer.
Okay, yeah, I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. So let me ask, my producer want to know, do you love your race?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Oh, nice. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
No, unfortunately, I have not done that yet.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Wow, you sound young. Why haven't you gone and forgiven your mother?
No real reason other than the hassle of just preparing myself for it, I guess.
What do you mean?
Just prepare. First of all, she's not going to take it well. And, I mean, she's done. Personally, I feel like I've forgiven her, but to actually go to her and do it, it's just going to be a disaster. I can care less how she reacts, but it's just something that I would have to mentally prepare myself for, if that makes sense.
It doesn't make sense at all.
No.
Because once you see that you need to forgive her, that's all you need to know. You see that, yes, I do resent her. Yes, I am wrong because she couldn't help herself. You go and forgive. What else do you need to prepare for?
That's true. I mean, because I do resent her.
How will you ever have perfect peace? How would God forgive you if you don't go and forgive her?
Yeah, that's true.
No, that was a question.
That's a question. I'm slowing down the process by not doing that, you know. But like I said, I'm halfway there.
What do you mean by halfway?
It's something that I'm looking forward to doing within like the next few months.
Why are you afraid to do it?
This is how crazy my life has been with my mother. I guess because like we've come far, it's like we're in a weird spot right now of her kind of like seeing that she screwed up, but not like actually showing it, like, you know, emotionally. She's just not that kind of person. So it's just kind of like I don't know. I guess I need to think about that.
Well, one thing I want you to know is that you're going to be afraid because you're angry at her. You resent it. Anyone that has anger has fear. And anyone that can make you angry, you fear them. So you're going to have the fear, but shaking your boots anyway. And don't have any expectation from her at all. You don't need her to apologize or anything. If she has a fit, if she says, I need to forgive you. And blah, blah, blah. You let her say what she want, and you just say, you know what? I'm sorry for resenting you, and I understand you couldn't help yourself now. And God will forgive you when you forgive her, and then the fear will disappear. You will no longer have fear. But don't think that you're going to get your courage and then go. Courage only comes when you face the fear. You can't get the courage without facing the fear.
That makes sense.
So don't put off today for tomorrow what you can do today. Your life is not promised you to you for tomorrow. And you don't want to die in that anger. You'll be stuck for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, I'd be dead and stuck. All right. Yeah. I'll follow up with this, sometime next week or so.
Okay. And why didn't your father, when you asked your father, why didn't he help you deal with your mother? What did he say?
He's more so apologetic. Like, he apologized. He just, and that's not even something that I actually asked him. It's something that he comes to me with all the time.
See?
Growing up.
Yep. And what would he say to you about her?
Just how she just kept me away from him and how she just made it hard for us to have a relationship, for him to even have a life, from child support to calling his job to just trying to come at his whole persona, not even just him as a parent.
Yeah.
He talks to me about this all the time.
What an evil woman, huh?
Yeah.
So you got to, because that same spirit is inside of you, I recommend that you forgive her so that spirit of the mother, which is evil, will be taken away from you by God, and you will finally be you again. You will be of love.
Right.
All right?
All right.
Amazing, Scott. Let me know how it goes, and thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Carl out of Texas. Carl, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse.
How you doing, sir?
If she's crying,
she's lying.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh. I love that. I was talking to my wife yesterday about. let me start by saying, I just want to say thank you, because you've been talking about homeschooling a lot lately, and that's something, like, I have small little kids, and that's something I've been thinking about, is like, are we going to put them in public school, private school, or what are we going to do? And I just started thinking, you know what, I think maybe just homeschooling them is going to be the best thing. Like, my main concern for all this was, are they going to be okay socially? And then I start listening to you, and I start thinking, like, that doesn't even matter.
That doesn't even matter
at all. These are just thoughts from the devil. They're lies. I just need to stop thinking. And that's like, that's the mind will try to get you in so many ways. Like,
absolutely,
the mind is evil. Like, people just need to stop thinking. And I love that you say all thoughts are all lies all the time, because it's just so true. And That's another thing. That's a reason why a lot of people can't forgive their mother, because they just keep thinking about it. I did it in my head. I already forgive her in my head. I'll forgive her, but I got to do this and that and this first, and I'm trying to build up to it. You're thinking about it too much. You just need to do it.
And they don't realize what they're saying is, I'm afraid of my mother. I'm afraid.
Yeah.
That's why they have all these excuses and things like that.
Yeah.
Amazing. Carl, you're right about that. Don't fall for that thing. Oh, they won't be able to socialize. The homeschool kids will socialize much better than the public school kids. I gotta take a break, Carl. Thank you. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildTheDemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
The trade war is necessary. That war, trade wars, are heaven. Kinetic wars, that comes from hell. And by the way, the IRS, after this coming mid-April or whatever, they're going to be downsizing. Get excited. Dwayne Wade, he has kidney cancer, and he came out publicly with it. Well, we're pulling for you, Dwayne Wade. And a Bayer executive. You know, Bayer makes like aspirin or something to that effect, right? Advil or I don't know. His home was set on fire. It's sort of reminiscent of that United Healthcare CEO who got murdered, assassinated in the street by that degenerate Italian who is a shame upon all Italians. No, just kidding. He's not. I mean, shout out to the Italians. He doesn't represent you. But and an American tourist, a shame upon all Americans, was running around with a baby wombat with the mother chasing, mama wombat chasing. This woman, I think it's a woman tourist, could be wrong, has fled Australia. They were threatening to revoke the visa, tourist visa, I guess. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, March 14th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during fake news, not fake news. Call in. While Skype will let you. Free via Skype while Skype lasts from overseas. 1-888-775-3773. And you can get on hold even during fake news, all right? To get on air with JLP in the third and final hour of today's show, coming right up. After the Jason Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then the Fallen State TV, no Joel Friday, the Fallen State TV, and then American Anchor Baby. Very cool. Dozens of passengers, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, were forced to stand on the wing of an American Airlines plane. American Airlines, what's going on? At Denver International Airport, that's the one that people say is demonic. I don't say that. That's what people say. Denver International Airport, people call it creepy. They evacuated this aircraft, had to go onto the wing, dozens of them. Wow, that's a lot. After one of its engines, this plane engine, caught fire Thursday evening, sending thick black smoke billowing into the air. The Boeing 737-800. That sounds big. I don't know. Pardon me. En route to Dallas-Fort Worth from Colorado Springs, carrying 172 passengers and 6 crew members. I guess it's not that big. Diverted to Denver after the crew reported engine vibrations. Wow. So they landed, and then it was on fire, and then they evacuated. Woo. It caught fire while taxiing to the gate amid those engine vibrations. So he turned around and landed, and then it caught fire while taxiing to the gate, according to the FAA. 12 passengers were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The Denver Fire Department told Commie Nonsense. The incident comes just 3 weeks after a Delta Airlines flight crashed and turned upside down. I think it was a woman, a beauty queen. pilot on that other one, you know, the one that flipped upside down. She's pretty, I heard. And caught fire on the runway at Toronto Pearson International Airport up in Canada. That incident was preceded by deadly crashes this year in Alaska, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., most famously, where the American Airlines plane collided midair with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter. Don't know which one hit which. In January, that killed 67 people. Whew, terrible. U.S. stocks and the S&P 500 closed in. I don't care about the stocks, but the trade war is going up, and Trump's tariffs are working. he threatened to impose a 200% tariff on European alcohol. So now is a good time to cut back on that drinking. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. A doozy for this week. Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, busy, you can podcast as usual all shows, all of my shows and all of the rest of the guys' shows. You can podcast. But you could be listening no matter what you're doing, working at the gym or whatever. A homeless person begging for money, and illegal aliens with the iPhone that says, tell you how to go back home now, whatever. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And while my experts are coming in too, I would like for them to respond to the biblical question here in a minute. But first, it is Friday. It is Friday. And Friday is like get it off your chest day. Friday is like whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
It's Friday? Already?
It was a shocking scene in West L.A. this morning. A burglary suspect plowed his car into a dispensary.
Because it's Friday.
And when that suspect drove that Hyundai right into the store, that security guard confronted the suspect and shot him.
Chaos at this Inglewood CarMax after an angry customer intentionally rams his car through the front of the dealership.
It's Friday!
Don't tell me what anger won't do. You got to drop the anger, folks. Drop the anger and be free. Really. Anger is not necessary, ever. I want to go quickly to Skyler out of Texas. Skyler, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Skyler.
So I do have a question for you, but first, I got to say thank you so much. I just found your show in 2024, but the year 2023, I was full on pursuing God and doing everything I could because I had done some praying and God had like touched my heart. And so from there, I knew that God was real. But I was knocking on the door of the kingdom, but I wasn't in the kingdom yet. And I was like, I'm going to be the best Christian I can be. I'm going to be more devout. I'm going to be more disciplined. I'm going to learn more. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to do all these things. And then, but then I would come to God for like prayer, and I would have these doubts, and I would have these terrible thoughts. And I knew that they were bad. And I was like, God, like, you know, I'm pursuing you. And I don't know why I have these thoughts and these terrible things that are coming to me. Like, you know, my heart, you know what I'm going after. And, I would just pray through that and, you know, God would help me. But then when I found your show and I realized that all thoughts were all lies all the time, it just completely fixed everything. And, I just want to say thank you for that, first of all, because that just absolutely changed my entire world. And now I'm certain, now I know the peace of God, and I can handle it. Like, it's changed my world. I'm the man of the house. I've gone and forgiven my parents. I know how to lead my wife. I know how to lead my child. Like, just it's been an amazing 2 months.
Amazing.
Or 3 months now, I guess. But
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Are you a first-time caller?
The first time I called you, I was like, didn't the president give his wife a job or something?
So what now?
He said something.
You said what?
I was just asking you, like, I thought the first lady had a job or something.
Oh, okay.
And then you answered it, and I didn't know what to say. So I was like, oh, yeah, now it's time to answer the biblical question so I can get out of here and hang up the phone.
And so have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I did. I went and forgave my mother and my father at the same time.
Right on.
So it went well. And I'm hoping, you know, like, when you know that it's the truth, when you know the truth, it's like I'm trying to not have an ego trip and, like, try to impose stuff on people. But it's like, man, I can see. I'm not afraid now. So, like, I'm going to be telling the truth. And my family, and I'm excited because, like, your church services on Sunday, I'm going to lead that in my own house. And so it's just, like, it's fun. It's fun to just be in complete control and not react to their emotions. And I grew up with such an arguing family growing up. So I just have so much. I have no reaction now. So it's just amazing. But
when you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It only gets better. Get clearer and clearer and clearer for you, all right?
I do have a question for you, though.
Yes.
I heard this a lot in the Christian churches and stuff. They talk about the fear of God and, like, you got to fear God, but you say, like, fears of the devil. So I just wanted you to, like, maybe touch on that, what that
well,
means.
To
what
fear, God, to fear God means to appreciate him. As you are now waking up, And one day you're going to stop for a moment and you're going to reflect as to how much you have changed and how it happened without your help or anything. And so that reflection is going to, you're going to know that your help came directly from God. And that's what it means to fear him, is to appreciate him.
Okay. And one more question. So how long have you been meditating? For 29 years?
Well, I don't meditate. I observate. Yeah, I observate for 36 years now.
Do you still gain every time? Like, are there like a certain point where, like, you kind of like I don't know. Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense. What? No.
Well, just like, you know how like someone who practices something for years, you know, they get better at it, but like you've been doing it for such a long time. I guess for me, I've just had such a great internal breakthrough from it, and I've only been doing it for a little while, so I'm just like excited about doing it for years.
Yeah, will you stay with it? Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes.
Will you, Skylar, you stay with it no matter what? If the whole world turned against you, no matter what happened, you've traveled this journey alone, and you stay with it, stay with it. Things will be made clearer and clearer and clearer. Your mind will be renewed, and it will be amazing, and you will have perfect peace.
It was a little scary to, like, find the truth, because it's just, like, it's so different than what's going on in the churches and, like, stuff like that. There's just so many people are not even close to it that it's, like, is this guy just, like, am I being swooned right now? Like, am I being bamboozled? Or is Jesse, does Jesse know what he's talking about? I mean, I've been amazed. And I just, like, can't, I'm like, why didn't they write this in the Bible? Like, they did, I guess.
It's in the Word.
That's what I'm also, like, I mean, every time you say stuff, I'm like, I got to go look it up in the Bible. I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, it's all here. And now whenever I read the Bible, it's so clear to me when I'm talking about testimony here. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
The Christians don't know the truth.
That's disappointing. Because they're so close.
So what?
They're so close. They're so close that they would just, if they would just carry out, they're just kind of like halfway carry stuff out.
No, they're not even close to the truth.
No. Yeah,
and
I'm
why
like,
are you disappointed that the Christians don't know the truth?
I mean, imagine what the world would be like if everybody was in constant prayer.
But your world is going to be that way anyway. If nobody else prayed, no one else's lives changed. They could stay in their hell, and you, in your world, because you are your world, you will have perfect peace. No matter what's happening around you to other people, you will have perfect peace.
Is being a Christian the only way to find God?
Being a Christian is not the way to find God. God is not involved in religion at all. If you notice, the Christian cannot find God. They do not find God. That's why they pretend, and then when they see it's not working, they say, well, one day it'll work when they get to heaven. Or they say, well, I can't be perfect. I can't. Anger is good because they have not found God. They never going to find God through Christianity or any religion. God is not involved in religion at all.
Well, I can see that. But it was just, you know, I don't know. I guess I feel like I'm a Christian.
Well, I call myself that too. I don't identify with it, but I call myself that. Because someone asked, well, you're a Christian, Muslim, Allah, blah, blah, whatever. I say Christian. But I know what I mean by that now.
Because Jesus got it right. And he was, you know, he's in the Christian book. So.
And you're getting it right, too. If you stay with it, you stay with the light of God, you're getting it right.
Oh, okay. Last quick thing. Okay. So I was thinking about the Trinity a lot.
Who?
Because I'm like, that was, I know the Trinity. Yeah. The Trinity. Except like I knew that there's something going on with me because every time you would start talking about it, I'm like, oh, I don't like it just talking about that. I'm like, okay, what's going on there? But I was thinking, okay, so if this man can make Eve his God just by listening to her.
Come back to your phone. What did you say?
Oh, sorry. I started pacing. Whenever, okay, so the man made Eve's, or Satan, or you can make someone your God by making them your authority. So Jesus is sitting on the throne, and the Holy Spirit is divine, and God is all-powerful. Aren't those all our authorities?
Are they your authorities?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, can't they all be your God? Can't Jesus be your God since he's above you?
No, Jesus can't be your God. He's the Son of God. How can he be your God? God become your God when you go through the Father, through the Son. How can the Son be your Father? Is your Son your Father?
Well,
do you have a son or a daughter?
I went and forgave my parents, so now I'm an alpha, but I was a beta before, so I had a daughter first.
Beta!
So now we're working on our second kid, so I'm hoping it'll be a boy now that I've gone and done what I'm supposed to do.
Beta!
I'll admit it. I'm not anymore, so we're good.
Right on. That's right.
Let's have a son now.
That's right.
Oh, man. But also,
Jesus is your brother. How can your brother be your father?
He can be my brother. That's all right.
He is your brother. He's not your father.
I like that. Jesus is a good brother.
Right. So he's not your father, though. He's your brother.
What's the Holy Spirit doing?
He's your teacher.
The teacher. Okay. Got you. All right. Well, I've been needing to get that off my chest for a while because I've just been amazed. I wanted to write you a letter. I'm like, let me just write all this down so I can know exactly what to say because I'm just like, oh, so thankful. So.
Well, you stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right.
All right. And also, you hit at the right time. You said about age 4 or 5 is when the father should take over, and that's about she's almost 5. So I'm like, perfect.
Well, I said
perfect.
Around.
I know how to take over. So.
Yeah, I said around 3.
Around 3. Well, you know, better late than never.
That's right. That's right.
And my, you know, it's been helping my wife out a lot. She wants to lose the spirit. She's obedient now.
Right on.
I know how to. She didn't have a choice. And she doesn't want a different choice, you know, because, like, I've been helping her this whole time. But now that I've really understood how to do that, she has been great. So, I'm happily married, Jesse.
Nice.
Believe it or not.
Right on. Has she gone and forgiven?
Okay. So we had this discussion last night. She's forgiven, but she has not gone and admitted that she was wrong for resenting. And I said, all right, we're going to stick with the silent prayer. But if in a few months it's still not working out, we're gonna, you know, you got to go through with that.
Yeah, she got it.
They have to take it away. You got to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I wish you well, man. It sounds nice.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right, call me again.
Bye bye.
Bye now. Amazing, amazing. So listen, my experts are here, and I want them to respond to the biblical question because they are experts on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. To my 4-4 left and your right, the Hake Report. He is the host of the Hake Report Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after my show, and also an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And to my other left and your right, Joel Friday TV. You're black. Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, taking names and kicking butts. Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. And an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And to my 4-4 right and your left, or your 4-4 right, all depending on where you are, the American Anchor Baby, Monday through Friday at 12 noon. And an expert here on Jesse Lee Peterson. Energy given to him by God. Amazing, huh? So I got to ask, I start with Hake today, the biblical question concerning race. Which color would you choose to be right?
I would pick white, white, not white. It's pronounced white.
White?
To be right.
Me.
And yes.
And why white?
When you first asked me this question, it was interesting because I noticed, I think, that I would pick white because I'm white And not because white is right, because whites tend to be more right per capita a little bit.
Okay.
But not because of that, but because I'm white, because of this like pride. And I didn't know that before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I thought
you
that it was
know
all
you were white and proud.
Right. I thought that it was all only really just because of objectively the whites are just, I mean, look at them. but also look at them. It's kind of rough. But yeah, so that's why I really liked this biblical question, because this is about, I mean, to me, the way I take it,
right,
it's about what I would pick.
Right.
It's not necessarily what's right. What's really right is what I would.
Which one would you choose to be right?
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
You proud white boy.
Like in a conflict, sometimes some like controversy between a white and a black, it goes crazy, and I'm hoping that the white is right.
Nice. Okay. Joy of Friday TV. Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
None of them. None of them right.
What?
None of them.
But the people question is, concerning race, which one would you choose to be right?
None.
And there's none is not there.
But I can't choose one because they're none are right. Like, it would just go against the...
Look at this guy. Look at
it
this
wouldn't
guy.
Make sense for me look to choose. Because I don't believe none of them. None of them are right, and none of them are wrong either. So it doesn't make sense for me to choose one. Then it would just be like, why am I choosing one?
And you said no colors, no race are wrong either.
No, they're
so they're all right.
No, because I thought it was supposed to be spiritual. That's why I didn't understand the question. I thought
Every
it was all.
Day. No.
So it's hard. That's
so
my
you
best
said
answer.
Nine.
Nine.
Okay. Anchor baby. Yeah. Hey. Hold on, anchor baby.
Okay.
This is why we don't. This is why everybody rejects mixed people.
Mixed.
I know. Because I'm a little bit of everything, so I'm like.
You're mixed, huh? Indian, white, and black.
Not Indian.
Oh.
But
I thought you had a little Indian in you. No. Why you have good. Oh, you white.
He has been to China, though.
I can't believe Joel went to China.
He saw Andy Lau. I'm jealous.
Huh?
I can't believe that either.
I can't believe you went to China.
I would have never expected that.
What were you
and
doing
the food
over there?
Was so delicious.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my goodness.
We should film some kind of sitcom where it's like Joel's black in China, and everyone's like, wow, he's so tall and black.
That's exactly how. That's how they treat me.
That's what I remember.
They just call me Will Smith and Kobe.
We should do like a series.
They didn't call you Dennis Rodman.
No, Dennis Rodman. I didn't have the colored hair. That's why. But all the doors, all the hotel doors over there, were all taller than.
We're taller than the doors.
The hotel doors. They're short because Asian people are typically short.
So the Asian people are that little.
Yeah, you have to like duck underneath the.
Really? Things,
yeah. And they don't make shoe sizes above 10, so.
Wow.
Yeah, they're extra large. Clothes is not extra large. Anyway.
Shout, like a giant
out, to,
in a little
shout
world.
Out to the Asian people. What the?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay. American anchor baby. You say concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
I had picked white people. And it was easy for me. You know, it was simple because I didn't think about it like, oh, they're right spiritually and like perfect. No, I just, in my mind, I was just thinking about, put it like this. If white people had not voted, Trump wouldn't be president. That's it.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just thinking about it like that. So it was kind of easy for me. And it was funny to watch, like, the thing about it, like, the struggle about the race thing. You know, I was asking on my show yesterday, which race should run America?
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. And they say?
You know, people.
All of them.
About my,
they
yeah,
said all of them.
My calls were saying no color. All of the races.
How can all of them run in it?
If all of them run it, nobody runs it.
If all of them run, you going to have that black woman up in there. What's her name?
Michelle Obama?
No, the one that's up in there now cussing. and don't like Trump
Crockett,
at all.
Crockett.
Yeah, Crockett.
Yeah.
Angela Crockett. That's her name?
Angela.
Something like that. I don't think that's her first name.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But when everybody's running, you're going to end up with Angela Crockett. I mean, Jasmine
exactly.
Crockett.
Exactly. Legacy.
Yeah, there you go.
The things that are best run are people are bred into it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's a legacy of people running this or that thing.
But then
you just open it up to everybody, you get messed. And so when I heard the question, I broke it down. I'm like, which race is right? And I'm just like, you know what? That's how I'm thinking of that word, right? But I know that doesn't mean right.
And so you say white?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's why I said white.
I noticed a lot of people saying white. Even black people. Some black people saying white. I was surprised. You about to say?
Why?
Why what?
They're saying white. Isn't it supposed to be right?
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
Right. Wouldn't we want the right people in these positions, not the color, is what I'm wondering.
No, concerning race. Which color would you choose
to be? I just responded
to
Nick's comment. Yeah, about, yeah, because like people who are bred into like those
Nick
positions.
Question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, if it was black people that were bred into it, then blacks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, that's what I mean.
I'm just going with evidence, evidentiary kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's not even necessarily white people. I'll just, if you're asking me like gunpoint, choose a race to run it. I'm like white, fast. You know, you know. It's like, but it's like that's what I want to say. The right answer is they're not right. There's nobody right. I can't think of a single race that's right. But
so,
I didn't really struggle with it because I wasn't thinking about it like that.
Concerned race, what color
sense.
You choose to be right?
White.
Amazing. Nah. Derek said, my producer, and he black, I believe my answer is correct. What's your answer, Derek?
He said blacks.
Derek said black?
Yeah, because he's black, and that's right.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
said.
Yeah the
that's
blacks
what he said in church.
Black. Yeah, all the blacks in church said black.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's true.
What a mess. Derek said black because God gave him this color.
Black and brown.
How self-centered can you be?
So Derek think God made him black.
Wait, what? God didn't make him black?
He said God made him black.
Wow. And God is right.
And God is right, he said. Let me go to Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Mays, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jesse and panel.
Hey.
Hey.
Mays.
That's better than
she
committee.
She almost said experts, though. She almost
and
said
committee, it. Whichever one. The question is kind of the question. I don't call it a biblical question.
But it's a biblical question, Mays. What's
biblical about it?
Everything. Concerning race. Which color would you choose to be right?
The one that can make it all colors.
And what color is that?
Black. Because white can make no color with nothing.
And so you would choose black to be right?
Yes, because you can use all colors to make color.
How's that?
Black. Mm-hmm. If you take a white piece of paper and you take another white piece of paper, a white piece of paper, what do you got to add to it to make color?
Beautiful
everything,
white color.
All the colors you got to mix to it. What do you say?
It's a beautiful white color when you put the two
together.
No, it's
not a beautiful white color because it's just like your audience, your panel you got there. You got all colors sitting up there.
This is expert.
You got their own opinions. So that's what makes everything right. But if you got devils running things, they're going to mess up stuff anyway.
So you choose black to be right.
I choose the color that can make color, not the color that can't make color.
What does that mean?
What about white light? You know, white light has all the colors.
White light has all the colors.
So what?
You gotta be something to make a color.
Wait, they have a question for you, Mace. Say what?
White light has all the colors.
Wait, who has all the colors?
White light.
No, it don't, because God put the sun up there to make your color turn brown, right?
Maybe.
The sun make you dark and darker. It don't make you white and whiter.
I don't know if the sun does that because when I came out of my mother's womb, I was already black.
Dang.
People are, but I'm going to tell people like James.
But the sun didn't do that.
He get a suntan. What does it make him?
You said like James?
Yes.
See, it makes all the colors.
Hold on,
Maze. It
turns me bronze like Jesus.
Nothing. But that's why you need the suntan.
Hold on, man. Let me take a quick break.
Thank you.
Back in a moment. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. All right, folks, welcome back. Quick announcement, and then I'll get back to the calls and your super chats. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com at 9 a.m. to 11. You don't want to miss it. James Hake is white and on fire. And then at 11 a.m. today, every Friday, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I talked with Jim Brewer, and he was an amazing discussion. Brewer, B-R-E-U-E-R. He is an actor, stand-up comedian, and the host of Bruniverse. Even when I was interviewing, I kept saying Bruniville and Bruniverse. Bruniverse. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
When you did Half Baked, were you high or you were acting?
I was petrified to get stoned. Petrified.
And so you say you believe you saw the devil?
Oh, I know I saw the devil. I was tripping on mescaline. Oh, yeah, I was high.
Who are you?
Who am I? It's a great question. I don't know. This is a very challenging conversation, which I love.
Can you do an impression of me? Very interesting. It really, really was. All right? I'm not playing. So today at 11 a.m., and you can support The Fallen State right there by going to thefallenstate.tv or locals.com, thefallenstate.tv/donate. Or locals.com. And then after that, the American Anchor, baby. On Rumble. You got to know how to rumble. So go over to Rumble and check out the American Anchor, baby. He's on fire. Energy from everywhere. And I'll see you on Sunday morning, if the Lord is willing, for Sunday morning fellowship. 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30. Go to rebuildingaman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/church, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, all right? And thank you all for your support. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Maze out of Dayton. So, Maze, you choose concerning a biblical question. In response to the biblical question, you choose concerning race. you choose white as to be, I mean, black as to be right.
No, I said all colors. I said it takes, you can't make anything with white by itself.
Have you ever seen a color come, have you ever seen a color come from black?
Yes.
When?
When you mix it with another color.
When have you ever done that?
If you mix black and white paint together, what did you get, Jesse?
I don't know. I've never done that.
Oh, we'll try it and see, and then you tell us about it. What?
Well, you said when you mix black and white, you get gray.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks to y'all for telling Jesse that.
What does that mean?
But anyway, as I say, Roseanne Barr told you on her when you did the thing with her that black people helped Trump win. Didn't she say that? Huh? It wasn't about Kamala and all of those people.
But probably so. I don't know. I don't remember she said it, but I do know that blacks had a big role in the election.
Blacks had no big role in nothing.
Uh-huh. The blacks voted for him.
You believe. Mm-hmm. Don't believe everything you hear. Or see. Believe what you see and not what you hear.
But there were a lot of blacks, though, Maze, that you have to admit that switched over from Democrat to Republican, Trump's second.
I don't do Democrat and Republican because I don't believe in either one of them.
But there are a lot of blacks that switched over to vote for Trump over the past
Because Trump was
year.
A Democrat before he was a Republican, too, wasn't he?
But that's not reason, what, right?
Yeah. You just say
so. Well, I don't believe. I believe Caucasians work together, both sides, to get what they want to get out of all people that don't look like them.
But how would you describe?
And then you sit around and you participate with them.
That's called projection.
How would you describe
the? You're
projecting. Yeah. How would you describe
don't tell me about
the black
a liberal
people?
Or a Democrat or conservative or Republican.
But I answer this one, Maze. I got a good one for you. Answer this one. How would you describe the young black guys and ladies in the inner cities that start to see the truth about the Biden administration and decided now to vote for Trump?
I don't believe that nobody in the inner city decided to vote for anybody.
That was a lie.
But they were saying that themselves.
If you visit them, you would know and stop listening to other people tell you.
But you don't believe that happened? You don't believe that happened?
No.
There's proof of that.
Where is the proof?
All over the internet, all over the stats show it.
You say the internet.
Everything is there.
Remember when Trump went, May, did you see it when Trump went to a restaurant down in Georgia somewhere?
Yes, I saw that.
And those black women were all over him.
I saw that skit. So where are the people now?
What do you mean skit?
Where are they now?
What do you mean? They're at home.
Hang it to me. Where are they now?
They're at work.
And all these countries that's upset, they're not upset with us because we're not trying to do the same thing that you do to the people in America.
Can I tell
that's
me
why Roseanne it? Barr, when she said, not Roseanne, but the other Rosie, she left this country and went to Ireland, and they're complaining about that. Can't you move where you want to? You always got to complain about when people
don't want to.
That's what they do. Leave.
Let me ask you a question about
she
this.
She said she would come back to this country when everybody have the same rights. Like,
which one?
All the
Ellen
time.
DeGeneres?
You don't have the same rights as James.
Rosie O'Donnell. No, I didn't hear anybody complaining that Rosie left.
Everybody was happy she left.
O'Donnell did leave. She went to Ireland.
We're happy that she's gone.
Why are you happy?
Because she's in here. She's not here to make mess.
Become more room for other people now.
What kind of mess is she making?
Well, she's making mess with her child, her 12-year-old boy still. I don't know how she had a 12-year-old. I don't know if that came out of her womb.
She adopted him. That's how she had a 12-year-old. So what's wrong with that?
Shameful.
So I don't understand. Does she deny?
I
don't understand. Does she deny that the blacks voted in higher amounts?
I don't know why she's denying
that. Answer this one, Maze. When the blacks in the inner cities were saying that the illegal aliens that were coming over here were taking their jobs and they didn't want that anymore and decided to vote for Trump, you don't believe that that's true?
No, I don't, because they didn't know they were talking about it in the play.
So were they lying when they said it themselves?
I know. When they said it themselves, were they lying?
Half of them couldn't vote anyway, so what are you talking about?
No, when they said it, were they lying?
They said it, they were getting paid to do it. It's just like they want to reverse
it. Impossible conversation.
You see these people protesting. You don't see nobody looking in there. They look like James the most in there protesting. Those people in the rural area, y'all always screaming about the inner city.
How do you know they were paid?
You know, you can't think above the inner city?
How do you know they were paid?
What about the rural areas?
How do you know they were paid?
Yeah, they were paid.
How do you know that?
That man that used to be that man with that hat on and those shades on ponytail.
How do you know they were paid?
That's one person, Maze. That's like
they were paid. That's more than
13%?
One person.
How do you know, Maze?
No. He had a group of people. He was working at a car wash. So he had a group of people. You see, he did the history of how they got paid, and he got those people that he brought along with him. They were getting money.
Amazing.
See, you talk about the inner city, but you don't know about it. You're just running your lips on it. So some of them got paid to do what they were
doing. I
got to
run. Speaking of running.
Okay, y'all run and have a good one.
All right.
So if you don't have everybody, you don't have nothing but wars with one group of people.
Thank you,
Everybody need to be in the pool thinking. Every color, not just one color.
Amazing.
You're not supreme and you're not God, James. So I wish y'all would figure that out one day.
You don't think James is supreme and God?
What?
You said James is supreme and God?
No. I ain't know nobody's supreme to me.
Did you say that about James?
Especially.
I said he's not supreme. His people are not supreme. And I hope they figure it out one day. Because when a storm comes through, he wipes out. It don't look at color. It just wipes out everything in his path.
Well, thank you, Maze.
Also, you think about that one. Have a good one.
You too.
That's right, Maze. No one's supreme.
I didn't want to ask for Maze, but I wanted to make a comment if I can. Maze was talking about she's basically saying that diversity, right? She wants it to be more diverse. But I realized that people are missing that Trump is so far has been the most diverse that we've seen, at least in my time.
Oh, over the place.
Because of the fact that he's not just picking politicians to help him do the job, he's picking everybody, and it's based off of qualifications. So
amazing.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Maze don't even believe the blacks voted, though. What the? Rhea, out of Canada. Rhea, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Rhea.
Hi, Jesse.
You're on the air.
All right, awesome. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, I called because of this, situation I have with my roommate, but I just wanted to give my 2 cents in for the biblical question now.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
Yeah, so it's just a fun fact. White color apparently reflects all colors, whereas black absorbs all the colors. So just a little thing in the back of my mind. But I think anyone who says a color that they're not is right is kind of a red flag, because why don't you think you're right?
And so which color would you choose to be right?
It would be my own color. So.
And what's your color?
I'm brown.
Olive. Are you Mexican?
No, I'm not Mexican.
What are you?
I'm Indian.
What?
Indian.
I'm Indian.
Oh, you're Indian. So you would choose brown color?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beige. I don't know. Brown.
Thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
No problem. So, yeah, I called you a few months ago. I was having a whole thing with my parents. I forgave my mom and I moved out. So it's just, I moved out with one of my friends who it seemed like she was also working on herself, and we would kind of be living together and we would focus on ourselves and not have this men-centered mentality where we're kind of always looking for ways to cater to men in our lives. We've been discussing that. So I thought when we'd move in together, it would be very constructive. We would work on ourselves. And now it's just a completely different story. She has an ex that she is on and off with. And now he's basically living with us. And I just need some advice on how to navigate the situation, because I've been trying to just focus on myself and not let it affect, me. But it's different because I wasn't expecting to have a male in the house.
And did you tell her that?
Yes. So today it was a little bit. This is the first time where he was kind of at the house alone. And I wasn't comfortable with that, so I had to voice that to her. So this was kind of the first time where I put, I drew a line in the sand. And she just it came up. So she's like, is there anything else? And I'm like, yeah, it just seems we were going to focus on working on ourselves. And that just went out the door when he decided to, act nice to her again, because he's kind of very on and off, he's very moody, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know how to, navigate the situation right now. Because
Did you tell him he can't stay there?
Yeah, so he's like, when I tell him, when I confront him, he's like, okay, sorry, well, like, he's very understanding as well. I can talk to them. They're not like just disrespectful, but I do feel like I'm like, she has completely changed her mind, and it's kind of affecting like how I am like.
And so because I'm tired, your question for me is what?
Like, is it too much for me to like ask them to do certain things around the house, or is that just
no? It's not too much at all.
Okay.
And if you don't like the fact that he's staying there, and you guys didn't agree to that, he would either have to move or you should move.
Okay. Yeah, it's because we have like a 1-year lease, so we're like locked in.
Once the lease is up, I would move if I were you, or have them move and you keep the place, but. You don't be angry, but you don't have to tolerate that because it wasn't the original agreement.
Yeah, exactly.
And it doesn't sound like she talked to you about this guy moving in before it happened. So just
it's been like very gradual. Like he was over in the weekend, and then he started coming over on the weeknight, and then
But I will be clear, like, because of time, you can't stay here, and she should definitely help. Keep things going around the place there, but don't be afraid, don't argue, but state your point, all right?
Yeah, because it's about, like, sharing resources, too, right? Like, I wasn't expecting,
And if he's staying there, that means he's going to have to pay, too.
Right.
So now the rent will have to be paid in 3 instead of 2.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah, he did try to bring that up, but then she was kind of, like, avoiding it. So I think they're just trying to save money as much as they can, which...
But still, they can't put that burden on you. If it's 3 people staying there now, 3 people share the rent. And don't be afraid to say it, just don't be angry.
Okay.
So I want you to speak up, but just don't be angry. Otherwise, you're not going to be happy in your own home.
Right. Yeah, it's all new to me because this is the first time I'm moving out, too. And then, it just, you always advocate for that, like people living on their own. So I just want to say, like, why is that? Like, why do you think that's so important?
Because when you move away from your parents, it causes you to deal with your own issues, and you tend to mature, grow up that way. Under your parents, especially under your mother, you cannot grow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah, like, I guess this is just, like, a learning thing, too. Like, something I'm going to have to... Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So speak up, and if you don't agree with it, make it clear that you don't. If he stays there for now, he has to help pay the rent, have to help around the house or whatever, right? But just don't be angry. That way you don't be uncomfortable in your own home.
Right.
And don't worry about how they feel about it. Just don't be angry.
Yeah, like, it's like they're just trying to see how much, like, they can get away with.
Absolutely. 100%. All right?
Okay. Yeah, I'll try not to be angry. And then also, I just wanted to, do you have time?
One quick minute. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, yeah, I moved out. I haven't forgiven my dad yet, but then, like, I haven't gone to him and forgave him. I think I have forgiven him in my heart, but he doesn't talk to me anymore since I moved out.
And why not?
He just doesn't talk to me. Like, he avoids me if I'm there.
Well, you forgive him so you can be free of him. Don't be angry at him. Forgive him, and you still go on and live your life.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye now. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Garcia says, Jesse, you'll never believe what I just witnessed. A young lady came out of the store on crutches. She held the door open for the guy. And then she got in the driver's seat with a broken foot and drove the car.
Beta. What a mess. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, you have debated so-and-so before. So in the election of the so-called black president, Obama wasn't good enough for this black guy because he cries racism at Texas A&M for a white. Asked him, did he play sports because he wore Texas A&M clothes? Go get a beer and go sit down, black guy.
Well, Matt, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Lori answering the biblical question.
Concerning race, what color would you choose to be right?
I've reflected on this question, and I choose white. White is right, and that's why white is always under attack by evil. Also, I'd rather live in a white neighborhood for sure. Evil is trying to make me feel racist right now, but that's a lie.
Right on. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
And Soul Conscious with five coffees says white.
Nice. Thank you. And thanks for your support, Soul Conscious.
Although white people are weak, Jesse, and have issues like everyone else, they're more reasonable than every other race, he says.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Danny, all right, Jesse and the lads. A little story for Friday. A mate of mine was violated by someone severely, nasty, by when he was young. And many years later, he crossed the person in a restaurant. So my mate went to him and forgave him for what he had done. That evening, the person killed himself.
Amazing. May his soul rest in peace.
Wow.
What the?
Crazy. Isaiah, yeah. The Uber driver, seven coffees.
Thank you.
I noticed that human beings hug because of the fallen state. Do you see that as well?
They hug?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Oh, they hug.
I'm gesturing a hug.
Oh.
For those audio listeners.
Let me see how you gesture a hug. Whatever. But,
Alpha hug. Gesture.
Thank you.
Do you see that as well as the fallen nature?
I don't know. It all depends on why they're hugging.
Also, okay. Biblical questions. Question.
Concerning the race. Concerning race. What color would you choose to be right?
He says Europeans/whites.
But what's the difference?
Whatever.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Dean on Live X stream. Jesse, come to Ireland and sort out the illegals. They're walking around like movie stars, attacking and threatening women.
What a mess, huh? I'm on my way. Thank you.
Jews and liberals, says Jesse. Oh, I mean, Chris. I can't read. Jews are liberal, maybe because they're still living in the Old Testament, also known as they don't believe in Jesus is the Messiah, says Chris.
Thank you, Chris. And there are some Jews for Jesus. So, not all, but there are definitely some Jews for Jesus. Absolutely. Thank you.
Mike Young asks, which donut shop?
Ask!
Which donut shop? Shipley's Donuts or Krispy Kreme Donuts? Randy's Donuts.
Mike. Thank you.
Rochelle says, good morning, Jesse. Sending love from Connecticut.
Hey, Rochelle.
Many hearts.
Thank you.
Of various colors.
Many hearts back. Thank you.
Jamil bought a coffee, an amazing song for the show. Tip, request, play it again if you like. Thanks as always, guys. Thank you.
I have
passed it along to Joel, who will pass it on to Jesse and Nick.
Let me hear Joel and what's her name song? Speaking of song, let me know when it's ready, Nick. Go ahead.
Pastor Shad, we should get the full version.
Yeah.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 5 subscriptions on Rumble. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. You gotta know how to rumble.
Taylor says Trump's about to show what perfect love is with Iran's supreme leader, also known as he's about to learn today.
Amazing. What manner of man is this? Putin, Netanyahu, and the little guy from, what's the little one name?
Zelensky?
Zelensky. No. Obeys him.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking the dream team.
Why is this, folks?
Hit the groove with your nanny. Bust the move with your family, yeah. Get on the dance floor and get it cracking.
Okay. Feeling in the start, then
get into action. Hit the groove with your nanny. Bust the move with your family, yeah. Get on the dance floor and get it cracking. Okay. Feeling in the soul, then get into action. Yeah, yeah. You can't be waiting on the crowd to move you. You gotta hop up in the circle, then you
Shout out Isaac.
I know.
Yeah.
I think that song cooler.
Yeah, it was fun to do. It was a lot of fun to do.
Watching it, what are you thinking?
Cringe. Only because I'm looking at me and I'm just judging.
But it was a fun. It was really fun to make, and we were out there in Mississippi. So
yeah, walking the streets of Mississippi.
Oh, that was Mississippi, not Tennessee.
No, Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah. And Darren said Will Smith has competition. Amazing.
Nice.
Super chat.
All right, back to it. Lin Yen Chin says free will, the ability to be still and adjust sense of the present moment. Can Jesse explain free will and why he always says no such thing as a free will?
I can't explain free will that doesn't exist.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin. I appreciate it.
I think
it.
You described it accurately the last time, maybe.
Amazing. Thank you.
Paula says happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Thank you.
Anthony says good morning, one and all, JLP show.
Thank you, and good morning to you, and thank you for your support.
That's on Cash App. Buy me a coffee, Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, remember this song from back in the day? Sooner or later, love is going to let ya. Sooner or later, love is going to win. It's just a matter of time before you make up your mind.
Let me hear you sing it. Maybe
I don't know
this.
I don't know the things. How am I supposed to know the melody? If I never heard it before.
I can't. I don't hear the melody, Mike, so I don't recognize the words right now, but thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll have to Google it or something.
A blast from the past.
Indeed. Jesus on a Cash App for your church. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, unconditional love is love that has no cause as its foundation. God is such love. Jesse should understand. Even poor, pitiful, pathetic Bible thumper Derek understands the God is love Bible verse, says Lin Yen Chin.
But I don't know what it means by unconditional love. God said that in order to enter into heaven, you must be born again. You got to admit you're wrong. That's all that condition to me. Because if you don't admit you're wrong, you're not going to enter in. Amazing.
Wow. Okay, Danny says, all right, Jason, Lads, Jesse, James, do you think it's wrong to lie? And would Jesus have lied? Have a great weekend, lads.
Thank you. There is a time to lie. Really. When somebody walk in the house and looking for your kids and your wife, and you tell them to go hide under the bed, and they get in, you're going to say, oh, they in there under the bed. So, it's a time. Thank you.
And Kevin says, Jews... Oh, no, you're right. We'll have to read the rest of you guys' super chats on Monday.
Like, so out of time. This is the clock.
Indeed.
The Hate Report coming up now. Then the Fall of State at 11 and the American Anchor Baby on Rumble at 12 noon today. Thank you all for your super chat. We will finish up on Monday if the Lord is willing and the grace don't rise. And to the callers, I am so out of time. Presley from North Carolina. Rick from Hampton, Virginia. Nehemiah from Georgia, and somebody just dropped. I'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing and the creek to rock. See you on Sunday. Bye. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor, top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.